This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You remember the Game of Thrones season premiere a couple of months ago and how HBO was rolling out a new streaming service as part of that premiere and how that service turned out to be a smashing success? Well, what if I told you that HBO and a whole lot of other companies have Major League Baseball to thank for that slice of their success? It's true. Ben Popper tells the tale in a new article for The Verge. Ben, it's good to have you on.
Oh, my pleasure.
This is kind of a wild story. You have to help me understand how Major League Baseball's IT team basically wound up, as you say in the beginning, in the opening story of this piece, running HBO Now for HBO or building it.
Sure. So it is a crazy story, and it covers about 15 years. Way back in 2000, the then commissioner, Bud Selig, decided they needed to centralize the digital rights of baseball. They didn't want small market teams and big market teams to have websites of varying quality, right? Yeah. And they wanted to understand what the internet was and to own, you know, those digital assets and make the most of them. So, you know, that was a bumpy road. But one of the things they did extremely early on in 2000 was they said, hey, let's live stream a game. Let's see if we can get a video broadcast and put it on the internet. And it looked terrible. It looked like a flip book. but it worked and people were interested. And starting in spring training of 2003, they sold MLB.TV. And that was the first, you know, live streaming product that was sold like that. It was the first major league or sport of any kind to do that. And so super early on, they were learning this technology.
The teams chipped in X amount of dollars, right? So everybody had a stake and has a stake.
Yeah, the 30 teams each own, you know, an equal percent. And they each agreed to give $1 million for 4 years. And MLB Advanced Media, which they shortened to BAM. They struggled a little bit at the beginning, but by the time, you know, they launched MLB.TV, they had kind of realized what they were onto with streaming. And shortly thereafter, they were cash flow positive, and they've been paying the league owners a dividend ever since. So an interesting approach to make it like a startup and keep them honest by saying you got to, you know, sink or swim on your own P&L.
Right. But now they are somebody, right? They are building or have built HBO Now. As we said, they've got a partnership with the National Hockey League. They're doing all kinds of stuff. Why doesn't Major League Baseball spin these guys off, you know, maintain a stake, but spin it off and really let them run with it?
So, yeah, you nailed it. That's the plan. They have become the preeminent technology company in the live streaming space. You know, they power WWE, they power HBO, they power ESPN. They did the World Cup when they set new records for concurrent streams and for total streams. So they are the go-to guys when it comes to build me a live streaming service or even, you know, over-the-top video on demand like HBO.
Right.
And so the idea now is that the ownership structure is a little bit constraining. They can't, you know, easily raise outside capital because the league owners don't want somebody to own a piece of baseball, essentially, the IT team. So they're going to spin it out, and the first investor is the NHL, which is this strange partnership that was announced yesterday. Or the first investor, sorry.
Right. You know, so the news today is Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, saying that he could spin off ESPN and not spin it off, but put it over the top, you know, sort of cut the cord and do all that. How much do you think BAM and Major League Baseball has contributed to the way we now are starting to think about television?
I think the best way to think about it is the adage that Netflix put forward, you know, we want to become HBO faster than they can become us. I think you could say the same thing about BAM and ESPN. ESPN wants to spin off and start selling itself a la carte. Well, BAM is currently the company that powers the technology they use for streaming. So I think the atmosphere you see with all of the media companies right now is one of fear, justifiably so, because the cable industry, the pay TV industry is in an accelerating decline. And they know they have to move over to this new, you know, universe where any screen that's connected to the internet is where you need to be. On the other hand, most of their revenues are still in the old world. So it's a scary time, and that is what makes BAM so interesting. They've navigated that world. They have partners on both sides, and I think they've played the game of having partners old and new without offending anyone kind of perfectly.
Maybe this is just me, but it does sort of seem like BAM is the really well-kept secret of live streaming. I mean, I'm sure everybody in the industry knew about it, but regular people are like, wait, MLB and streaming and what?
Right. I think that's part of the magic is like regular people don't care. They just want it to work. You know, they want to turn on the TV and they want the stream not to buffer. When it's the Game of Thrones premiere, like it can't fail.
Ben Popper, he's the business editor at The Verge. Great piece on the site right now about BAM, Major League Baseball Advanced Media. Ben, thanks very much.
Oh, my pleasure.